This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. I promised you plenty of screwing off this hour as we try to chop away at the emails here before, of course, Ask Dr. Jesse Friday gets to us tomorrow. I'm going to play you something. You may find it aggravating, but I find it so completely encouraging. So encouraging to me. I've been talking about this a lot tonight, how our attitudes have changed. Not just politicians. I'm not just talking about Trump and J.D. Vance. You, me, we are learning to get loud and aggressive with the communists. We never used to be like this before. Men, women, kids stepping up and saying no. Listen to this. Listen to this story.
My son, 6 years old, was prohibited from sitting next to his friend on the school bus because a parent objected to my perspectives on book challenges. My older son's history teacher allowed students to label him a Nazi-file simply for his interest in history and participation in ROTC. She later nominated my son as the most likely to become a dictator and had his classmates vote on it and try to force him to the front of the class to receive the certificate, which he rightly refused, all because of his conservative values and our perspectives.
Mom speaking up. We used to not do that. We didn't. We lowered our heads, marched on. Now we are getting louder and getting more aggressive, and it's wonderful. You will know we have finally succeeded, though, when they nominate you to be dictator and you proudly walk up and accept the reward. Because that's what I want to be. Jesse, can you explain how this fake congressional recess works? Why are the Republicans allowing So sometimes I know that I have to disappoint you. And it's not my intention. It's not that I care. You know, that's who I am. I can't help that. But it's never my intention to bum you out or disappoint you or pour cold water all over something you're hot about. Okay. But recess. Congress should be in recess more than they're in session. Now, this particular email was about confirming Trump's appointments, and that's a very valid thing. Come back, confirm his nominees. That's a very valid thing. But we tend to yell now, sometimes before we think things through. We're so used to corruption. We're so used to the GOP being pathetic and corrupt that we automatically yell sometimes. But hear me out. Texas, here in the state of Texas, unless it's an emergency, the legislature meets once every 2 years. That's a good thing. That is a good thing. You know what happens? You know what? Actually, you know what? Let's use this example in your life. Do you have meetings at your work? You ever have meetings? Work meetings? Everybody meet in the conference room at noon. How do you feel about the meetings when you find out there's a meeting? Are you all, yeah, sweet meetings? Or are you thinking, oh gosh, of course you do what everyone else does and you think, oh brother, why though? Because something crappy will come from the meeting. And you know why something crappy will come from the meeting? Because people want to do something and prove to others that they're doing something, even when sometimes you should just do nothing. And you can't be the boss who suggests that. You can't be the employee who suggests that. If your company's going gangbusters, let's say we have Jesse Kelly's Burger Company, and of course it's selling out all the time. The profit margins are at 25%. We're practically printing money. Our vendors are happy. Our employees are happy. The buildings are painted. Everything is clean. Life is good. And I call a meeting of Jesse Kelly's Burger Company, and I bring in all the employees, or I bring in all the managers. Chris, Corey, everybody comes in there. You know what Chris and Corey are going to feel? They're going to feel the need to do, suggest something. I think we should do this. Even if they don't necessarily think we should, Nobody wants to be the guy. Nobody wants to be the girl who says, I think we should just keep doing what we're doing. I don't think we should change a thing. Let's just keep going. It doesn't happen. Congress works the exact same way. I could pull up the audio, but I don't have it in front of me right now, of Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, but I actually am not singling him out right now, saying people expect the government to work or something along those lines. We need to govern. People expect us to govern. We need to govern. What? This is a free country. We don't need the federal government to do hardly anything at all. It makes my skin crawl whenever I hear somebody say that we need to govern. No, you don't. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Get out of Washington, D.C. Get away from the lobbyists. Get away from all your corrupt friends. Get on a plane and go back to your district and go talk to normal people. I don't need you in Washington, D.C., creating more garbage legislation that takes away my freedom and makes me poorer. I want them in recess. Everyone else on the right seems to get mad. They're in recess. Why is Congress in recess? You should be passing bills. I don't want them passing bills. I want to be free. Congress should meet rarely and should almost never pass legislation. You know that? The House of Representatives, they should get America's budget under control, make sure the essential parts of government are funded. Senate should join them in that while confirming judges and things like that. And when they're not doing that, I don't need you sitting around having cocktails with your senator buddies, with your congressman buddies, coming up with some new cockamamie scheme for a new piece of legislation you can pass. So you can go back home and I passed this act. Leave me alone. I don't want you passing anything. Congressional recess is a good thing. Whenever I hear they're not in session, I cheer. I'm happy. And by the way, I brought it up, but not to just dismiss this. Part of the problem these people have, and part of the reason they sound so out of touch, is they don't talk to me or you. Let me ask you, have you physically interacted with your congressman? Have you met him? Shaking his hand? Have you run into him in Waffle House, the grocery store? Church on Sunday. Have you met your congressman? Congressional districts are obviously sizable. I realize that. But your congressman should be present in your area constantly. Getting to talk to your member of the House of Representatives, senator, I realize is a little different, but your congressional rep, the House of Representatives rep from your district, should be somebody you see. You should run into him at the movies, the gas station. He is somebody who you should be able to talk to. You don't, because he's never out. And if he is out, he shows up and does, you know, the county fair, where he gets a booth at the county fair and he shows up for 30 minutes, suit and tie on, shakes a couple hands, kisses a couple babies, doesn't really listen to you when you start screaming at him about spending, and then gets back in his car and leaves, and you never see him again because they spend their time in Washington, D.C. And part of the reason they spend their time in Washington, D.C. is people get mad at these scumbags when they come back home, and so they get yelled at. And nobody likes to get yelled at. It's like a guy whose wife nags at him all the time. He'll end up working longer hours than they normally would because no one wants to go home and get yelled at. So that's your congressman doesn't come back home for the exact same reason, but they should. Congressional recess should be the norm. The norm. What shouldn't be the norm is these morons passing legislation. That shouldn't be the norm. Also, this should be the norm in America's cities.
For the first time in a long time, D.C. has gone 7 days without a homicide. And that's not all. Carjackings are down 83%. Robberies are down 46%. Car thefts down 21%. And overall violent crime is down 22%.
Crime is not complicated. It's not. Look, law enforcement, justice, imprisonment, rehab, all those things are complicated. I don't want to oversimplify all of it, but stopping violent crime is not complicated at all because there aren't many people who commit violent crime. Find the ones who do and throw them in cages. Violent crime disappears. If you elect Democrats, they'll let them out of the cages and they'll hurt and rape you. It's up to you. You choose who to vote for. Me, I choose chalk. I choose strength, baby, and energy. We have to be ready for the fight that is ahead of us. I know we're feeling good, but are you ready to run for local office or work for someone who is? When you get off work, are you out of gas? I got to get home and put my robe on. Or are you ready to go sit in a school board meeting? Are you ready to get involved? Chalk is your path to having the energy to do all that and the mood to do it too. Natural herbal supplements, baby. I love these guys so much. They are probably more hardcore than I am, which is saying quite a bit. But look, I love them because of how I feel now. Over 3 years with a male vitality stack. Took it again today. Gosh, I feel great. C-H-O-Q. You want your T levels jacked through the roof? Ladies, there's a female vitality stack for you, by the way. Chalk.com/Jesse. Get a subscription. Big fat discount. Chalk.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Get your questions in now. Tomorrow's going to be a real good time. So let's dig into some of these, shall we? Jesse, you missed a glaring hypocrisy, this guy says. Let's go all in. If we are going to force women integration in the military and police forces, then it's time to force integration into the NFL, NBA, NHL, etc. But that would damage profits, so it will never happen. Well, look, the solution is not to punish women. The solution is to start saying no when people of any gender or race or nationality attempt to infiltrate and destroy something wonderful. Start saying no. By the way, Cracker Barrel has been in the news, obviously. We talked about it again tonight. The rebranding and everything else. And people are wondering what went wrong, what went wrong. Well, do you know a central player in what went wrong at Cracker Barrel? The HRC. We've talked about this before. What's the HRC? The Human Rights Campaign. This is one of the largest, most powerful, most demonic organizations on the planet. It's an LGBTQ, one of those groups, right?
Why are you gay?
It's the biggest one, the most powerful one. And it's essentially run like the mafia. The HRC, years ago, they've been doing this for a long time. They walk into corporate offices and they say, where are all the gay people? Why don't you have any trannies? I noticed that you have Bibles here. That's evil. I noticed you have this. If you don't gay this place up and get rid of all that Jesus talk, we're going to give you a bad score. We're going to hammer your score. We'll give you a bad score. So if you'd like to avoid that, here's what's going to have to happen. We need 50% of your corporate office to be women, and at least 25% of your corporate office has to be gay. We expect a large $10 million donation during Pride Month to various tranny gay parades all around the country. We need this, 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 and this. This is exactly how it works, by the way. I'm not exaggerating. We need this, 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 and this. And if you do all these things, you can get a good grade from the HRC. Corporations, well, Cracker Barrel did. Corporations cave in the face of that intimidation. They don't want to deal with protests. They don't want to deal with the problems. They lack courage. They don't know what they're dealing with. Oftentimes, people don't. When organized crime walks into their office, they're afraid and they cave. Oh, okay, let me write you a check. And we're getting rid of those Bibles now. No more room for Jesus. Do you have any lesbians? We're going to hire some lesbians. And here's a bunch of money for tranny stuff. And soon, corporate profits are completely in the toilet. Your new lesbian CEO has rainbow rocking chairs out in front of Cracker Barrel. You've destroyed the entire brand. Profits are down and you're looking around wondering what exactly happened. What happened was you gave in to the mafia, the HRC. This is something, I don't know if you follow his work at all. He does outstanding work. Robbie Starbuck, he's my friend. He's an activist. He does a lot of this stuff. He's been exposing these brands, these large corporations who do crazy things, especially ones whose customers are virtually all people on the right, like Tractor Supply, or Harley Davidson. You know how right-wing bikers are? Even 1%ers. You know how many biker gangs listen to the show? The bikers are just naturally rebellious, distrustful of government. They're natural right-wingers, right? These companies all of a sudden are putting out the most disgusting, despicable commie statements, and you're looking around wondering why? It all comes back to what I just talked about. Corporate America, a big part of why corporate America turned so evil so quickly was corporate America was not prepared to deal with the intimidation from the various communist groups in the country. When you combine that with the fact corporate America has been infiltrated by a bunch of dirty commies from the university, it turned out to be a match made in hell. Now you turn on the game on Sunday, you got a gay cheerleader with "end racism" written in the NFL end zone, and you're looking around wondering what in the world happened. That's exactly what happened. But again, this comes back to what I was just talking about. All you had to say was no. Hey, we're the HRC. You need to do this. No. You need to give us this. No. We'll give you a bad grade. I don't care. Get out of my office or I'll call security. No. The answer is no. All we had to say was no. You know, all we had to do was keep the door of the hen house locked. But now the fox is in there. Now just locking it isn't enough. Now we have to go in there and get it out, and then we can lock the daggone door. Let that be a great lesson for us, for all of us, whatever organization you may be a part of, whatever organization you care about, just say no. Remember that old drug campaign, anti-drug campaign? Well, Chris wouldn't remember. It was from the 80s, Chris. Just say no. Don't act like you know what I'm talking about. You weren't even a twinkle in your daddy's eye back when this campaign came out, Chris. Gosh. By the way, have you started your dog on Rough Greens yet? Or your cat on Meow Greens? You know, cat owners, of course, are jealous. As soon as Rough Greens became America's number one dog supplement and everyone started raving about how healthy their dogs are and their dogs are living longer, cat owners had to try to horn in on the whole deal. And because Dr. Dennis Black is a nicer guy than I am, he created Meow Greens for you cat people. Now, your cat can get good nutrition too. In all seriousness, you love your cat. You love your dog. Give them nutrition. You don't have to change their food. Sprinkle Rough Greens on your dog's food or Meow Greens on your cat's food. They will finally get vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and probiotics, and you won't be at the vet all the time, and you won't lose your dog so soon. Get a free jumpstart trial bag at 214-ROUGH-DOG or go to roughgreens.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. But before we do some other emails and things, I want to again celebrate the lack of credibility now for institutions that have turned evil and against us. And I know there's not a single Democrat, elected or otherwise, in the country who will acknowledge the truth of what I'm about to say, but you're losing power because of what you did with power. You got it. You abused it in every way. You couldn't control your demonic nature. And now the power is being taken from you. It's very, very, it's very similar to one of those guys who wins the Powerball, comes into $50 million, and soon he's hooked on cocaine and buying houses and boats. And by the end of it, he's flat broke, busted, in jail. And it basically ruined his life because he all of a sudden came into all this power and he didn't control himself. He couldn't control himself with it. You demons, you realize like 15 minutes ago, you had it all. Every social media company, every media company, the House, the Senate, the presidency, the every institution, every one of them, you had it all. And if you could have just controlled yourself, hold back your demonic impulses, you wouldn't be here. But you had to open up the border. You had to send the FBI after Donald Trump, arresting pro-lifers. You had to stuff every despicable thing in every television show and sport. You had to scream at everybody and lecture everybody about it. You couldn't control your demonic nature. And now that it's all being ripped away from you, I hope you know that's why. The media. These media companies keep selling to each other. They keep firing people, and then there's a merger. We'll fire them, and then there's a merger. We'll fire. You know why? People aren't watching. When people don't watch, you can't charge as much money for advertisers. When you can't charge as much money, you don't have as much money coming in. You can't make money because no one's watching. Why isn't anyone watching the media anymore? Oh, I don't know.
Start your tape right now because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden is the best Biden ever. Have trouble walking sometimes? Yeah, so did FDR. He wanted GD war.
But he's totally focused. He's very sharp.
They say he's sharp in meetings and so on.
Very lucid, very well informed. Biden is stately and he comes with gravitas. There hasn't been, as far as I know, a single claim that Biden made a mistake.
Ageism is an issue. Americans have a rich history of holding people's physical characteristics against them. Okay, you can ask African-Americans.
He's old.
Media, that's why nobody likes you and nobody trusts you. You had a president who was an invalid. You could have reported on it. You covered it up. Look, it's not just that. The medical establishment in this country. Remember this?
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
A lot of folks are hearing now about double masking, wearing two masks or trying to get one of those N95 medical grade masks. Do you believe that that's advisable and makes a difference?
You know, it likely does because, I mean, this is a physical covering to prevent droplets and virus to get in. So if you have a physical covering with one layer, you put another layer on, it just makes common sense.
If you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Masking. Masking is an important tool to control the spread of COVID-19.
If you're a doctor, that's why your patients don't trust you anymore. I'm not even saying it's your fault. Maybe you acted right. This is why people give their doctor the side eye now. You had all this power, and you chose to lie and abuse the American people with it, and now your credibility is gone. We mentioned the race baiters earlier, the race commies. White people are evil, all that crap. I'm oppressed because I'm black, all that crap. You know, that's this stuff is why now your tactic that used to work, now you get yelled at and ridiculed.
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, to the right.
Those white guys, those middle-aged, boring, nerdy-looking white guys.
And white people have been probably woefully late to this conversation.
But I'm not willing to let white voters off the hook.
Do you believe that that white folks actually care about racial injustice?
It doesn't appear that we do. I mean, the status quo of our society is racism, and it's comfortable for white people.
Well, because we're white, we have had privilege.
I hope you enjoyed your time. I hope you enjoyed all that time, and George Floyd died, and that was your Super Bowl. And now it's over, and it's wonderful. Jesse, is NATO good or bad? Is NATO good or bad? NATO, I mean, look, NATO was obviously there. NATO, in case you don't know, I shouldn't say obviously, some people don't know. NATO was created to counter the Soviet Union. That's why it was created. Hey, you have this big, angry, aggressive Russian bear. The European countries individually are not able to stop them. But collectively, if we join together, we can fight back and we'll keep them in check. So you could argue that originally it was good. It was necessary. And given Russia's recent history, maybe you could argue it's still necessary. But alliances don't last forever and shouldn't last forever. A nation has to serve itself first. The leadership of a nation has to focus on the people of his own country first and foremost. That always has to be top of mind. And sometimes alliances, they run their course. You've heard me say it before. People get mad, but I mean it. I don't think Israel should be allied with the United States of America anymore on both sides. I don't. The second you get a Democrat in there, they start dictating things and ruining everything. And then the American people, they're tired of foreign. I don't think it's beneficial anymore for anybody. I don't. And I'm not saying enemies. That's not what I'm saying at all. But this alliance, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Why? If you're Israel right now, if you're Netanyahu, what if Gavin Newsom wins in 2028? What if he wins? Remember, Joe Biden spent $300 million and built a pier in Gaza that no one ever showed up at? $300 million and built him a pier. You can't be going whichever way the wind blows in American politics every 4 years. Imagine how intently, if you're in Israel, you have to watch American elections now because you know that if a Democrat wins the election, it's about to be rough for you. Well, if that was us with another ally, if we had to study their election, and if one of the two parties won, we're basically screwed, we would step up and say, this isn't working anymore. It's like we're in a bipolar relationship. We need to stop this thing. Alliances should end at some point in time because they get stale and the world changes. I'm not saying NATO should end, but maybe. I don't know. All right. You like history stuff? Do you like learning about how economies work? I know this is extremely nerdy, but it's also extremely important. If someone asked you, so let's say somebody's politically curious, and they ask you, hey, capitalism, what is it? And why is it good? It almost sounds selfish. Why is it better than socialism, communism? Why is capitalism better? Can you explain it? If you cannot explain it, Hillsdale will teach you. You know that? They have a 7-lecture series called Understanding Capitalism. I really, really recommend this for kids. I wouldn't say 6 or 7 years old would probably be too young for them, but 10, 11 and up, Understanding Capitalism. They have this at no cost, I should note. At no cost, Hillsdale gives out more than 40 free online courses. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse or history. They have it. Capitalism, the Constitution, the history of the ancient Christian church, the stories in the book of Genesis, unbelievably fascinating, even for Chris. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And all we have now to look forward to is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know what? I might wear my robe tomorrow. What, Chris? I can wear a robe. I think I might. Now that I'm a robe guy, who knows where I'm going to pop up wearing a robe. I might travel in it. What, Chris, what? Is a robe different than a smoking jacket? I don't know. I imagine you can smoke in a robe. I would imagine so. Therefore, look, my robe now doubles as a smoking jacket. I've always wanted one of those pipes, one of the pipe things. Tell me they don't smell good. Every time some old man busts out a pipe, it smells amazing. And now that I have a robe, I'll get a pipe, Chris. I'll get a pipe. I'll smoke it on the air, although it would probably get caught in my throat and I would find myself coughing or something like that. Worth it. I can't say we're at what, Chris? What? The fire thing? Well, can't you cover it up or something so it doesn't? It's only a crime if you get caught, Chris. What? Nobody's going to catch us. We'll put a deadbolt on the door and we should cover up the smoke detectors in here. That way, listen, why are you making these faces? It's not going to hurt this equipment, is it? Is it going to hurt? Smoke can't hurt it, right? I mean, I'm not big on technology. I don't really know. I'm big on relief factor. That's something I'm big on. Big believer in the old relief factor because I don't want people to suffer from pain. Pain sucks. Back pain? Back pain might be the king as far as ones that just ruin your life. And maybe that's just the one I have the most experience with. But when your freaking back hurts, it's awful because everything sucks. It hurts to sit. It hurts to stand. It hurts to walk. It hurts to lay down. You can't sleep at night. So why not get rid of the inflammation? Not mask it. Get rid of it with a supplement, not drugs. We have to put the drugs down, Keith Richards. It's time for Relief Factor. It will help your body's natural response to the inflammation. Get to the source of it. $19.95 gets you 3 weeks of it. If you don't feel better after 3 weeks, please, I'm asking you, never order it again. Almost everybody does. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. So I've been thinking a lot about fried chicken. Ever since I read this, Carnival Cruise descends into chaos as passengers brawl over fried chicken. What's the most brawlable fried chicken you've ever had in your life? Chris said it's Popeyes because a dude got stabbed. Popeyes might be what I would say. So here's my problem. I like KFC too. I'm a big KFC man. Plus, KFC does extra crispy, which is good. Popeyes does extra spicy, which I dig. Church's also does spicy. The thing about Church's is, though, the jalapeno cheese bombers. You can't even roll your eyes at that, Chris. That's why I have to order extra every time, because you pigs feast on my cheese bombers. Are they the greatest side item on any fast food chain in the country? Is there a superior side item to Church's jalapeno cheese bombers? I don't believe there is. What, Chris? What? Chris said no, but it's talking about chicken. So the sides don't get included? It's part of the meal. It can't be a pure chicken for chicken argument. We're talking about a full meal here. The sides have to play a part in it. That's part of what put Arby's over the top for all these years. It wasn't just the roast beef. They had the greatest fast food dessert on the planet. Most don't know about it. The cherry turnover. What, Chris? Why are you making this face? Have you never had one? Chris, we're getting Arby's tomorrow. Can you people eat Arby's? You can? We're getting Arby's tomorrow. And I think the cherry turnover has got to be kosher, right? It has to be. No question. We're going to get Arby's tomorrow, and I'm getting you and Corey cherry turnovers. I'm telling Corey, have you had the cherry turnover from Arby's? No, he hasn't had it either. What, Chris? What? He's not going to be here tomorrow? That's even better. You and I will get them. We'll text him pictures and tell him how great the cherry turnover is. That actually works out way better. Absolutely. We'll get No. Let's, what's Corey's favorite place? That's what we'll get tomorrow. Fat Shack? That's what we'll get. We'll get Fat Shack tomorrow. We'll get cheese steaks or whatever he normally gets from Fat Shack tomorrow, and we'll text him pictures of it. Sorry you won't be here, Corey. We'll be only thinking of you, okay? Wishing the best for you. Anyway.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Russian elite... Oh, excuse me. I choked. Must have been that pipe. I'm going to be smoked tomorrow with my robe. What, Chris? Russian elite troops shot themselves for $2.5 million war payouts. Chris, real quick, how much would it take for you to shoot yourself? Chris said $2.5 million. I'd shoot myself for $500,000. I'd shoot myself for $500,000. Dude, that's like a mansion. What? I'm going to be walking funny? I didn't say where I'd shoot myself. I didn't say where. I'd shoot myself in the forearm. You don't even really use your forearm. Yeah, no, I'm serious. Forearms grow back anyway, I'm pretty sure. California Dems can't stop calling their gerrymandered maps transparent, but won't say who drew them. Yes, communists lie about everything at all times. UPenn Law School shuts down DEI office that ran anti-bias training for future lawyers. Yes, who ran the office? Are they still employed there? If they are still employed there, then they didn't shut down a single thing. Israel calls up 60,000 reservists for a looming invasion of Gaza City. It's wild. Israel's just going to straight take Palestine. They're done with all this nonsense. Watch. Bass has a bizarre break with reality, declares there's zero crime in L.A., nothing even close to crime, period. Just a reminder that Karen Bass is actually a trained communist, as in someone who has taken several tramps. Why can't I talk at the end of the show? Several trips to Cuba for communist training under the Castro regime. Our second biggest city is run by a communist. It's wild. Trump hits Federal Reserve Chair Powell over housing industry and latest attack, blasting mortgage rates. I have no problem blasting mortgage rates. Why don't we go ahead and get 100 million foreigners out of our country and watch home prices plummet and everything get a lot more affordable for everyone else? 55 million visa holders. And that doesn't count all the illegals and everything else. That's insanity. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Put a smile on your face, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.